Good morning. Welcome to this morning's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Today's show is Stop All COVID Shots Now. So I'd like to share some information that pertains to this topic now. I'm on the urbanlifetraining.org site. 8 facts about forced vaccination in West Virginia. This is very relevant for the current discussion about stop all COVID shots now, although COVID is not one of the required vaccines for school attendance in West Virginia. The general discussion is very relevant, not just for COVID, but for medical freedom and all vaccinations. So, this article, which you can find, just put in the search box, 8 facts, and you'll find it. 8 facts about forced vaccination in West Virginia. 1. Vaccination is a medical intervention. United States law considers vaccines to be unavoidably unsafe. All medical interventions must be freely chosen. There are 26 doses of 11 vaccines currently required by West Virginia law for school attendance. The VAERS database has cumulatively recorded 60,396 serious adverse reactions requiring hospitalization and 6,913 deaths nationwide for these vaccines, with the actual figures being 10 times, 100 times greater due to under- and misreporting. That means 600,396 to 6,300,960 adverse reactions and 69,130 to 691,300 deaths nationwide. The vaccine court has awarded $4.2 billion in compensation for vaccine injuries. No randomized controlled studies have ever been done comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated populations. No one has presented scientific data that proves that any given vaccine is more beneficial than harmful. I bet you didn't know that. A recent analysis has proven that the DTP vaccine, used in the United States until 1996, is still in use throughout the world, is more harmful than beneficial. Dr. Peter Abe, a world-renowned researcher, states, "I think it's important to recognize that no routine vaccine was tested for all the effects on mortality in randomized trials before being introduced. I guess most of you think that we know what all our vaccines are doing. We don't." Point number 2, the vaccine industry is fraught with conflicts of interest. Doctors who are members of the American Medical Association or the American Academy of Pediatrics have an inherent conflict of interest. They belong to associations that oppose any non-medical vaccine exemptions. At the same time, they make money by vaccinating their patients. Pharmaceutical companies and medical associations give donations to both local and national candidates. Pharmaceutical companies generate $50 billion in sales. $50 billion in sales from vaccines, up from $750 million in 1986, before federal law stopped individuals from being able to sue pharmaceutical companies, an increase of 67 times. State mandates ensure a steady stream of income for pharmaceutical companies, no advertising needed. Julie Gerberding, now executive vice president of pharmaceutical giant Merck, she has actually moved on from that position now, was director of the Centers for Disease Control, the agency responsible for overseeing vaccine safety and recommending vaccines from 2002 to 2009. So go figure. She's the executive vice president of pharmaceutical giant Merck, but she was at the CDC director from 2002 to 2009. That's not a conflict of interest, is it? Oh, no, of course not. 3, all vaccines are not created equal. West Virginia mandates one vaccine for non-communicable disease, tetanus. One vaccine is for a disease related to poor sanitation, drug use, hepatitis A, and 2 vaccines for disease not communicable in the traditional sense, rather by sexual activity or IV drug use, hepatitis B, or by mucus spread by kissing or very close prolonged contact, meningococcal. Yet we are told that all vaccines are equally required. Why? Whose best interest does this serve? For example, the DTaP vaccine has the highest number for serious adverse reactions, causing hospitalization, 20,228 reported cases, translating to 202,000 1,000 to 2 million actual serious cases due to underreporting. The number of reported deaths is 2,979, translating to 29,000, that's nationwide, 790 to 297,900 actual deaths. That's deaths from the vaccine, not tetanus or diphtheria, which are extremely rare diseases these days. Yet before the vaccine, there are only two, count them, one, two diphtheria deaths nationwide per year. Why does West Virginia require this harmful vaccine? So go figure, there were two deaths from diphtheria due to this vaccine. There's somewhere between 202 to 2 million serious cases, 29,790 to 297,900 actual deaths. Crazy, but there are only two deaths
from diphtheria.
Does that benefit? Maybe giant pharmaceutical companies, do you think? Number four, 46 states allow non-medical vaccine exemptions, and 100% of these states have better health, public health indicators than West Virginia. West Virginia ranks last in public health and 39th in infant mortality. Autism, a previously almost unheard of diagnosis, has skyrocketed from 1 in 2,500 children in 1986 to 1 in 36 in 2016. Even higher now, 1 in 30, an increase of 69 times. Over 60 studies show a link between vaccination and autism-like symptoms. No, that's not a conspiracy theory. Hello. 1 in 6 children has a developmental disability. No, that's not a conspiracy theory. Hello. West Virginia has the highest developmentally disabled population in 50 states. So go figure. We force vaccinate all our school children, and then we have the highest developmental disabled population in 50 states. Just a coincidence? I don't think so. The United States ranks 45th in infant mortality, with one being the best. For example, only two of the 13 provinces and territories of Canada have vaccine mandates and all allow exemptions. Yet Canada has a lower infant mortality rate than the United States. Sweden, with no vaccine mandates, is number 3 in infant mortality, not number 45 like the United States. Japan has no vaccine requirements for children entering preschool or elementary school. It is number 2 in infant mortality. 5. Parents, not the West Virginia government, must decide what medical interventions are best for their children. Parents, not West Virginia legislators, are left responsible for any adverse effects suffered by their children due to the vaccines that are mandated for school attendance. 6. Herd immunity, quote unquote, is not a scientific law. Originally, the term was only applied to the natural immunity that occurs when most populations are exposed to disease. There is significant evidence regarding the effectiveness of the measles, mumps, and pertussis vaccines that show that the immunity received from vaccination is not long-lasting, does not prevent the spread of the disease from vaccinated carriers. Sounds like COVID, right? No protection against spread of disease, and actually worsens the situation for mumps and measles, for instance, by causing older boys and girls to get mumps associated with sterility, and adults or small children under 1 to get measles, when it's more dangerous and was previously prevented by natural immunity. I bet you won't hear much about that. If somebody gets measles and dies or has a serious injury, nobody will point out that if they got it as a child, that probably 99.9% would have recovered. Oh, oops, forgot about that. Number 7, vaccines contain many toxic and questionable ingredients that have known and unknown toxic effects on the human body, and whose negative effects are multiplied due to the tiny size of babies. And this was written before the whole COVID debacle. So imagine, multiply that by about a million for the COVID RNA, mRNA injections. Beyond the mercury-based preservative thimerosal, a known neurotoxin that has been linked to many serious health conditions, including autism, vaccines are rife with other questionable components, such as aluminum, antibiotics, egg protein, formaldehyde, monosodium glutamate, MSG, squalene, gelatin, polysorbate 80, and aborted human fetal tissue. Number 8, vaccination by administrative ruling added 11 to 13 doses of 4 vaccines to the West Virginia required vaccine schedule from 2008 to 2017. These vaccines alone have caused between 1,740 to 70,400 serious adverse reactions, requiring hospitalization, and 290 to 2,900 deaths in West Virginia. Current administrative rulings specify that all vaccines recommended by the ACIP panel are also recommended for West Virginia children. That means COVID. That's wrong. In fact, it's criminal. Furthermore, from 2008 to 2017, parents enrolling children in state-licensed daycare were required to get HIV, pneumococcal, or Prevnar, rotavirus, hepatitis A vaccination under penalty of law. These vaccinations were added by an administrative rule. Hello, not by our legislator, by some big shot health administrator decided they just add them without any legal authority. Sound familiar? Were subsequently removed, but could be added again. This situation in itself begs the question, how can West Virginia, how can it not provide vaccination exemptions for religious and conscientious reasons when an unelected bureaucrat could cause tens of thousands of extra doses vaccines to be administered under threat of law with absolutely no recourse available to parents. Hello. So this year, a good bill was passed in the Senate and the House. Some traitors, I guess, or conflicted people, let's call them conflicted House members, trashed it. And we did not get, although the Governor Morrissey, and by the way, kudos to Governor Morrissey for giving the executive order that now the state will offer under our religious freedom bill. It should have already offered, but Big Jim, or some call King Justice, said no, no, no. He seemed to be in bed with WVU Health or Big Pharma about not having, he vetoed our very watered down bill the last legislative session. But it still didn't pass this session. That means there's entrenched conflicts of interest going on. What I gave is thoroughly backed up. You can go on our website, urbanlifetraining.org, and see all the references. But these associations, like the people from the American Academy of Pediatrics or American Medical Association, say, oh, West Virginia has such wonderful vaccine laws. We're so healthy. When in fact, we're 50th. When in fact we have the highest autism developing disabled child rate, when in fact we have one of the highest infant mortality rates. So these people are full of, okay, you fill in the blank. And they're making stuff up out of thin air. I'll tell you what it's about. It's about conflicts of interest and making money. So let's look at one more article that I did previously. It's a brief that is really instructive about why we have to stop all COVID shots. This last article I read is about the general principles of no forced vaccination. And of course, that applies to the COVID shots. On our website, I have like 25 articles and shows on COVID. You can look for them. If you go to the Richard Urban Show at visionroot.org, you'll see a link to the Great Fraud, the COVID-19 Agenda. But I have many, many other articles subsequent to that. Actually, that series kicked off our show in 2020, the video version of it. And we've been going ever since. So I thank you for your viewership and listenership on podcasts. So let's check this article. Again, we're here at urbanlifetraining.org. This is my Richard Urban Show number 121, if you'd like to listen to it or watch it. Stop the COVID bioweapon shots now. I won't play that right now, but I'd like to read the summary. Up to February 17, 2023, VAERS, that's a Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, reports 34,478 deaths and 282,890 serious injuries requiring hospitalization from COVID shots. Of course, that's increased now. At a modest 5 times under-reporting rate, that is 172,390 deaths and 1,414,450 serious adverse reactions. Yes, that's right, 1 million. And that's a modest under-reporting. People say it's anywhere from, you know, 10 to 100 times. And we've only doing 5 times here. What? Data released from Pfizer that Pfizer wanted to hide for 75 years shows that of the 32 pregnancies they knew the outcome of among women in the jab trials, that'd be the COVID mRNA jabs or shots, 87.5. Hello, this is a actual number. Look it up yourself if you're skeptical. 87.5% of those shots where the women became pregnant resulted in the death of the fetus or neonate. Incredibly, no outcome was provided for 238 other pregnancies in the bioweapon shot trials. Why not? So 32 people, almost 100%, were aborted of these women, and they still say pregnant women should get the jab. What? That's like murdering people. It is murdering people. These babies are aborted almost 100% of the time. And other studies now show a 1/3 reduction in successful pregnancy among women who are jabbed. So they also support this. How could they be so irresponsible and so conflicted that they didn't even bother to check with the other 238 women? Oh, maybe they didn't want to know that 87.5 or almost 100% of them, their babies were aborted. For children, a hospital in Canada reports a 100 times increase in myocarditis from 2 cases per year to 27 cases in 6 weeks. So you've noted that during the COVID jabs and since the COVID jabs, many people just suddenly die. Like they'll be sleeping at night, a perfectly healthy, and it affects more African Americans. A perfectly healthy person, maybe say 20 something, 21, 2, 3, whatever. They're sleeping at night and then they die in your sleep. Oh, that's normal. Sure, it happens all the time. No, it doesn't. That's caused by the COVID jabs, very likely. Of course, you'll never hear about that, will you? I mean, on some alternative media, you will. So the conclusion is stop the bioweapon shots now, which is the title of today's show. Stop all COVID shots now. Now, RFK Jr. is saying stop them for children. Absolutely stop them for children. There's absolutely zero benefit, but stop them for everybody. Hold those accountable, from Fauci and the developers of bioweapon to those who created the shots, to all those profiting from and distributing the shots. In conclusion, all COVID shots should be stopped now. And as I was saying, there should not be forced vaccination in West Virginia or anywhere else. We really need our legislators to get unconflicted and look at the facts. None of them would be getting donations from pharma, would they? If they look at my 8-fact sheet, if they don't believe it, I like any of our legislators who deep sixed and vetoed the freedom of choice for exemptions for parents. I challenge any of them to fact check, whatever, challenge, debate anything I said in the 8 facts about forced vaccination West Virginia. Come on my show. I'll give you time to explain your opposition to giving medical freedom, vaccination choice to parents in West Virginia. Explain yourself. Give your data. Be transparent. Tell us if you did or did not get any funds from pharma and or the reasons for your position. Also, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that was enacted in 1986 that took away liability from pharma companies for injuries needs to be repealed. In retrospect, that was a very bad mistake. And that's when we had this proliferation of every kind of vaccine on the planet, many of them unnecessary and at all and injurious, as I pointed out. You know, we have vaccinations in West Virginia for like little babies are supposed to be shot up with Hep B. I don't think little babies are being injecting drugs or having sex, are they? What kind of policies are these? They're wrong policies. Freedom of choice needs to go to parents. So in conclusion, yes, stop all COVID shots now. And in fact, give West Virginians freedom of choice and vaccinations. Again, kudos to Governor Morrissey. He's really stepped out and he's taken some hits for that. By the way, I don't upload anything to YouTube directly now for 4 years since they canceled President Trump and since they said you couldn't talk about COVID vaccinations. Well, guess what? They're still doing it. my thing is like auto uploaded there because it used to be my podcast was on Google Podcasts, and then they got rid of that. So they sent me an email saying, hey, you want to put it on YouTube? I said, sure, because I don't have to do anything. Can you believe my podcast? By the way, I usually don't have a million views. But anyway, however many views I have, they deleted the podcast giving congratulations to Governor Morrisey. That's how biased the Google is. So if do not use Google search. I like Mojik. There are many other search engines. I like Ecosia. I like Startpage. I like Mojik, M-O-J-E-E-K. Depends what you're looking for. But on Mojik, you're going to find, you know, unbiased. If you look for something, they're not going to spin you up a bunch of CRAP like Google. Go ahead and try to find out anything about what I'm talking about on Google. You think you're going to find proper information? Maybe on page 500 you'll find something. Get off of those search engines. Get off of Gmail. Why should they be scanning all your mail? Use some other service. Host your own. Use Proton Mail. Point is, stop all COVID shots now and give freedom to parents to choose. This is the age of freedom, and we are going to make it happen. Thanks for listening. My name is Richard Urban. I'm your host. And do check out unionstation.love, the site for finding your eternal match, as well as urbanlifetraining.org and visionroot.org. Be blessed, and we'll see you next time.